whatever the good things are, whatever the trouble may be, whatever the best stories of the day are, we get started another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thursday, the 11th of April, is upon us, and what we touched upon yesterday during this hour has become a flower of power in terms of conversation, the Mitch McConnell tapes. There's been a lot of discussion on that audio, which was secretly taped at a meeting with Senator McConnell, some of his campaign staff, some of his congressional, or rather senatorial staff. The strategy of what they might do to go after Ashley Judd, the actress, back when she was considering running against him. She's decided not to do that, but it shows you how dirty politics are. I've listened to the audio 3, 4, 5 times. I don't get that you can hear anything there. Kenny, did we have any clean audio? What we listened to was...
Yeah, I found a better version. I don't know who it is that cleaned this up. The first stuff we had was inaudible.
All right. Here's some of that... This is good. This is better. All right. Here's some of that audio, the McConnell audio tape.
She's clearly, this is something extreme. She's emotionally unbalanced. It's the document. Jesse can go in chapter and verse from her autobiography about, you know, she suffered some suicidal tendencies. She was hospitalized for 42 days, and she had a mental breakdown in the 90s.
All right, so that's an unidentified voice talking about Ashley Judd. Here's host Tony Cruz talking to Kevin Robillard, who works for Politico.com. They discuss whether there's really any story here or if Senator McConnell has anything to be worried about. General conversation about what you'd expect to hear from one hack to another, I guess.
If we were to be a fly on the wall or have a bug in the president's office, for example, in John Yarmouth's office, or in Senator Reid's office, or name any other Republican candidate for president or otherwise, or just senator or congressperson, we would probably find them start to talk about a number of different issues that never get to the table. Say, for example, it wouldn't surprise me if President Obama or one of his staffers said that Kim Jong-un is a whack job. That doesn't mean it winds up on tape, and it would be certainly diplomatically wrong or bad or what have you. But you get my drift. I mean, I think it's kind of much ado about nothing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is interesting because even in that little short time where Ashley Judd was sort of considering a run and she sort of looked like the Democratic frontrunner, McConnell and the Republicans in general threw quite a bit at her, and they never brought up the mental health stuff. That could indicate that they never really wanted to bring up the mental health stuff, or that they thought it could backfire on them, or that maybe they were just saving it until, you know, a more closer to when the actual election happens, or maybe they were only going to use it as a last-ditch thing. Clearly, I think McConnell's staff, the fact that they haven't commented or tried to defend the fact that they were discussing her mental health, because so far, McConnell's staff hasn't disputed the accuracy of the tape at all. They're not even trying to argue that, you know, this was out of context or anything. I think the fact that they're not defending the use of the mental health shows that they maybe thought that was a little shaky, maybe not an area they should really try to go on. But it's difficult to say.
Well, admittedly, it would be difficult to say. My whole point is for anybody on either side to think that things don't get said that you wouldn't want to be out there in the public basin is just ridiculous, regardless of their political affiliations.
Yeah, it's very easy for me to imagine Harry Reid and his aides in back in 2010 having the same conversations about Sharon Angle, who was sort of the Tea Party Republican candidate. He ended up beating that. It's easy for me to imagine them, you know, going through her record and thinking like, oh, God, this is the thing you can attack. This is the thing you can attack. This is the thing we can attack.
That's why I go back. Is this much ado about nothing outside of this? One of two problems for Senator McConnell. Either he's got somebody that's dishing on him in on his own staff and or the people that surround him, or B, he's got somebody that knows how to get into his office and tape, or whatever office this was, and tape whatever they're doing or record whatever they're doing.
Well, so there had been a public event at the office earlier that day, and McConnell's staff was sort of saying maybe that's when the person got in and was able to plant this bug. The other thing is that it could have been a leak. When I first as a reporter, when I first saw that Mother Jones had posted this, I naturally assumed that that was what had happened. Someone on his staff had recorded it and then passed it off to David Korn, the reporter at Mother Jones who wrote the story. That McConnell's staff is very insistent that that was not the case, that these, everyone there was a strong McConnell ally who would never do that, and said they didn't do it. That, you know, right now we're basically taking them at their word that that is the case, and that also means that presumably the higher-ups on McConnell's staff are taking lower-ranking people's word that they didn't leak it. You know, there's a lot of trust going on.
All right, so hey, it's good for conversation, good for gossip, and you see the true side of people in politics. You understand that most of them who are involved will do anything to get elected or reelected, so there's no news there. As much as you could. The slicing and dicing, the lack of, in this circumstance, there are a lot of maybes and perhaps and yada yada. So what's the most important thing to come out of the Senate? Is that it, or the announcement that they have reached, excuse me, a bipartisan agreement on a bill to expand background checks for gun sales? We'll examine that in a moment here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here to support the comings and goings of our thoughts. 888-302-3684 is one way of being in touch with us. Doug at DougSteffen.com is another. Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter at Good Day. All ways of expressing yourself here on the Good Day program.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155. 1-800-893-9155.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
right, let's move along now. It's Thursday on the Good Day Program 4/11/13. A lot of the buzz today you'll hear on the conventional news talk radio programs will be focused on this agreement that was announced, that folks in the Senate on both sides have agreed to expand background checks. The compromise proposal put forward by Senators Manchin and Toomey, two senators with A ratings from the NRA, widen background checks on firearm sales at gun shows and on the Internet. Still be exemptions for some transactions, like transfers between family members. The bill represents a significant step in Congress's attempts to tackle this issue. Still no guarantee it'll pass, but the bill is going to be up for consideration when the Senate votes this week to begin debate on gun legislation. Meanwhile, many of you saw yesterday Mrs. Obama speaking out in Chicago about the need for tougher gun laws and the tears that were in her eyes, that sort of thing. Some people think it's political drama. Other people thought it was a very interesting presentation on the issue. Speaking of politics and the issue, more and more communities, as they have local elections, are finding that there is not a large voter turnout when they have just a local town election. I had that circumstance this week in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts. Local election here didn't have large turnout at all. The question is why people don't seem to realize that local elections are the ones where voters really have the power to make that happen. Here's talk host Robert Reese on that subject.
Another texter and says, I didn't know anything about the vote. Otherwise, I would have been there. What? How can you not know about the vote? Please, I hope that's sarcasm. I hope that's sarcasm. But you know what? Maybe that is for a lot of people. Because I actually did talk to somebody in the past. They said they didn't know about the local election. They didn't know there was a local election, so they didn't vote. And so that is one issue, too, is why there's low voter turnout. Is people being informed. But you know, to get informed. Look, I was pointing out one thing is when it comes to being informed, I talked to a couple people and they just are like, you know what? I don't know anything about the candidates, so I don't feel comfortable going and voting when I don't know anything about the candidates. Okay, I get that, but why don't you know about the candidates? This is local politics. Well, the thing is national politics are in our face every day. Nationally, you got Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin. You go home, you watch TV, Fox News, MSNBC, CNN. You know, it's all over the place. National stuff is. But state and local, you have to search for it. You have to search for it a little bit. And so maybe that's the reason why, is because people aren't as informed yet. I mean, in reality, though, national elections don't have that very good turnout either. What's up, Adam?
Oh, not too much. I heard you talking about local elections, and it was one of those things where I realized I pretty much didn't know anything about it. I work rotating shift work, so I don't always get to listen to you. Mm-hmm. And you're pretty much one of my main sources of local politics. And I was working night shift the previous week and 72 hours in a 7-day period. And when you're doing that sort of stuff, you kind of miss out on some of the local things that are going on around you. But it's one of those things where, like you just said, the national politics, there's a fixed day. We know about it so far in advance. And it's so hush-hush and seems like it's such a minor deal on the local politics I didn't really get time to really think about it and plan about it. And by the time I heard about it, a day or two before it was supposed to happen, and with my working, I didn't get a chance to look up who all was running, what their issues were, what local provisions we might be voting on. And then after I get home from work and get cleaned up and cook dinner, I'm ready to go to sleep. And I think that's a lot of people's lives, and it's one of those things where it's not nearly in your face, and it's not as readily available, and there's not enough planning around it.
Do you always vote? That's a rhetorical question. Think about it. 21 after on Good Day.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves choose plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour, the morning meeting here on the some of the best stories of the day. I say the best stories, but there are so many things happening in this big, wide, wonderful world that sometimes you don't stay on top of all of them. According to the United States Postal Service, Saturday mail deliveries will continue. The announcement was made that the USPS would, for the time being, delay the plan to do away with delivery of first-class mail on Saturdays. It's a costly service. Many Americans say, especially in the rural areas, they need to have mail delivery. Move postponed because of legislation recently passed in Congress that includes a restriction on this sort of activity. So here's Talko's Jeff Wagner with a focus on the announcement that the congressional vote is not to let them proceed with their plan to save money on ending Saturday service.
The problem the Postal Service has is that they're like a quasi-public thing. They don't get taxpayer dollars, but what happens is Congress tells them how they can operate and what business decisions they make. And I mean, look, here's a classic example of that. Remember last year, the Postal Service was all about trying to close underperforming post offices. I mean, here is the truth. Crowbar, if you are running a series of convenience stores, let's say you've got, you know, Crowbar's Gas and Go, and you've got 20 gas stations / convenience stores that are operating in the metropolitan Milwaukee area, southeastern Wisconsin. All right, at the end of a year, you sit down and you say, you know what, I've got 15 of my 20 stores that are just, they're doing great. They're meeting their sales goals, and I've got 5 that are underperforming. I'm losing money on these 5. Well, in the real world, what you're going to do, Crowbar, is you're going to say, well, okay, but let's look at this. I've got these 5 stations that are underperforming, and I guess the question is going to be, is there something that I can do to really generate the business, or maybe are they just in bad locations? Is it just a problem? And if you come to the conclusion that they're underperforming, you're going to close those 5 to concentrate on the 15 good ones that you have. Okay, so the Postal Service last year, they take a look at post offices, and they say, all right, we've got all these post offices around, but you know what? The truth is, a lot of them are underperforming, and so what we want to do is we want to close them. So they come out with a list of closings, and then you've got the usual suspects, including the Gwen Moores and the Tom Barretts of the world, who start screaming, well, no, you can't close this because you're going to be closing, you know, three post offices, you know, in the city of Milwaukee, so now people are going to have to go 12 blocks instead of 4 blocks to go to a post office. Okay, yeah? I mean, yeah, it's an underperforming post office. You cannot afford to subsidize it. Now, you know, we had one guy who called up who was saying, well, you know, this is not the time to cut back on Saturday mail delivery because it means that you might they might have to lay off postal workers. Well, look, that I'm not anti-postal worker. I'm really not. But at the same time, if you've got a business that's losing $18 billion, right, that money's got to come from somewhere. And unless you make cuts, like, for example, let's scale back on those five underperforming gas stations that Crowbar is running, the bottom line is you can risk the entire company going belly up if you're taking all your profits from those 15 stations that are making money and you're putting them into trying to save the five stations that are not. It just doesn't make economic sense. And the truth of the matter is, if you think about it objectively, I don't think anybody really argues that you actually need to have mail delivered on Saturday. Nice thing. I mean, keep in mind, there was a time where the Postal Service made, to businesses in urban areas, they'd make deliveries twice a day. They make deliveries in the morning and the afternoon. Okay, well, things have changed. I mean, I understand some people pay their bills by checks, but now there's more electronic fund transfer. This is just a luxury. A luxury that makes no economic sense. But even though the people that run the Postal Service acknowledge that it doesn't make sense, acknowledge they want to save the money, Congress isn't going to let them do it.
All right, that's that story. Next story for consideration, what's going on today in North Korea? We'll have that for you in a few moments here on today's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
Americans believe in equal rights, justice, and opportunity for all. We've not always lived up to that promise, so we have created special categories of people we call disadvantaged by virtue of their race, ethnic origin, gender, or other characteristic. Such programs have good intentions, but if you look through the lens of liberty, we can easily see how destructive this is to our freedom. Offering people special treatment in college admissions, hiring, promotions, or contracts requires treating others unfairly. We believe in a country where people succeed based on their merits as individuals, not their membership in a protected category. That is what makes America special. Equality does not mean everybody will achieve the same results, but it means we all should have the same opportunity to try.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creevel Foundation.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you die today, will your family be able to keep their home? Will your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2000 there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com. Spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Some things here that you know, and some things that we are discussing that you don't know. That's the idea, to bolster your intelligence. I finally was thinking last night how much I enjoy listening to John Tesh on the radio because of the information that's part of his program. It's sort of a quasi-music and talk program, and that's kind of what I bring to the table here with the help of Ken Kessler, who works through the night to pull a lot of this material together that we talk about. And as far as that's concerned, Kenny, when you're working on some of the things that we use for fodder here, you're watching what's going on Facebook and Twitter just to see what some of the comments are from our listeners and around the world. What are you getting? What's the pulse of the nation according to social media today?
Well, as far as the Mitch McConnell tape goes, Jay says that I had phrased it on Facebook, if you're concerned about what he and his staff had to say, or more concerned that his office might be bugged. And Jay's concerned about both. He says somebody needs to go to jail for the bug, and it's a good argument for term limits.
It is a good argument for that. There are a lot of good arguments for term limits. It's that old fossil being out there may be one of them. 888-302-3684. All right, so North Korea and the United States and South Korea and China. All right, the high alert that was announced yesterday apparently continues here. The folks are turning their attention toward the celebration today of the ruling Kim dynasty. Maybe that's the tone of that's the right place for launching one of these missile tests. If you don't know the history of the Asian region, this is a very interesting, this whole area. There, I remember studying this in college, how fascinating the religions were of Asia, the governments, the way people lived and ruled themselves or had themselves ruled. It's really a very interesting historical area and very much advanced in terms of years in existence from what we have here in the West. Having said that, here is radio host Paul W. Smith talking to Sam Donaldson about how dangerous this guy is, Kim Jong-un. And the question keeps coming up whether or not he's in charge or is the military in charge.
What seems like the grandson is more dangerous than the father and the grandfather. The father and the grandfather historically had what's been called maybe an off ramp. When they've gotten the rhetoric up here at this level, they found a way to get out and frankly blackmail the world for more aid or food or whatever. This kid doesn't look like he has an off ramp.
Well, the problem is we're not certain the kid is in charge. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people who know a lot more about North Korea than I do, and they wonder whether this young man is really pulling these strings in full dictatorial power, or whether the military is helping him, and they're the ones who are going to the brink. In any event, they're coming to the brink again, and it's more dangerous than some of the more recent saber-rattling, because they, they renounced the armistice, they're going to test this new missile, which is a 2,100-mile missile, and that's really provocative. It could reach Guam. It could even come into the Aleutians. That could be a shooting match. And if it starts, you got to stop it quick.
Yeah, you do. And if he does a test, nobody knows when a rocket's blasting off exactly where it's going. Initially, you don't know. Now we'll track it. And if it's going where it shouldn't go, it'll be shot down. But all of this will be thought of as provocation on his part against us and against the South Koreans. It's a horrible situation, Sam.
Well, apparently it all started because of the more recent sanctions at the Security Council. China is no longer, A, either able to control North Korea, or B, has the appetite to try to control North Korea as it used to. And so North Korea stands alone and apparently at the moment is going to the brink to see if it can, is it a bluff? The problem with bluffing, Paul W., as you know, is even if you think you're bluffing, you get to the point where suddenly you fall over without meaning to.
Right. Yep. One wrong move, one false button press, whatever. Trouble for the world.
888-302-3684. Are you worried about North Korea? Are you thinking about this? North Korea stationed as many as 5 medium-range missiles on its east coast, according to defense assessments made by Washington and Seoul. A lot of observers say that they have no intention of igniting a conflict that could bring down its own regime, because that's certainly what would happen. There are a lot of, despite what you see oftentimes, the people in North Korea, as is the situation in Iran, don't like their government. You see things and you hear stories. Remember, the news media in these countries are all controlled by the state. So you don't really know what people think unless you talk to people who live there. So here is another assessment of the situation. Talk host Lisa Ann Walter and Rob Archer talking about whether it's time we start to worry about this country and the people who are there, what they're doing, rather than spend as much time as we seem to in this country worried about movie stars and pop singers.
I woke up this morning wondering if we were going to start doing the drills like I did when we were a kid before they stopped the civil defense early warning system. Rob Archer, did they do that when you were little, or have they already stopped that?
No, that was just slightly before my time. I think that hysteria had kind of ended by that point.
Well, they did it up until the early 70s, and I think depended on the area, too. But I was terrified of that drill. That big, loud, early warning system.
I do have vague memories of them testing air raid sirens in my hometown. Yeah,
They did. That's what they did. It was like one day a week they test it to make sure that it still worked. But I didn't know that when I was little, because there was still kind of a Cold War-ish feeling vibe going on. So you thought when you were real little, what's that? Something's happening. And then your mother would explain, oh, they're just testing the system. But even as a little kid, I remember thinking, for what? That means that something weird might happen. And that was when they still would tell you, in case of something going down, get under your desk and duck and cover. Okay, they don't do that anymore. But all, as far as I can tell, because I tune into the news every once in a while, there's a threat. And it's by somebody who may be a little pazzo, you know what I mean? The Italians say, what they put their finger to their head. He's a little...
It's the weird haircut. I can't... It's hard to feel threatened by the guy when you see him on TV. It's like, stop it. You just want to slap him. Like, go to your room.
That's the problem. That's the problem when you get a little chubby boy who's grown up thinking, I can play with anything I want! Get me Dennis Rodman! Get him!
It's the Photoshop pictures of
Megan Fox!
Of the hundreds of landing craft coming up on shore, and most of them are Photoshopped. Those are the ones that get me.
Or the videotapes. We went to America! But I got to tell you, when somebody batting crazy has got his finger on a button, I've been saying since we first started deploying to Iraq, I was like, what about North Korea? Anybody? apparently nobody's paying attention. But I will tell you this, as I start to worry, and then I get up. And just like last night, this morning, what's trending on Yahoo is, and I am not making this list up, this is what it said. Milo Shea dies. Kathy Griffin canceled. Adam Lambert splits. David Kuo dies. New Kid quits mid-show. We are more interested in a drama surrounding the New Kids on the Block than chubby, spoiled North Korean may launch missiles.
He does look like a putz, doesn't he? Yeah. He's a putz. But I think the officers look more like putzes than he does with those hats. Yeah, there are lots of crazy people, and they aren't all in North Korea. 888-302-3684. All right, for those of you who can't get enough yakety-yak about celebrities and what's going on in their lives, to sort of counter what was just said by those two folks, Gwyneth Paltrow has a new cookbook, and you're going to be very excited to find out more about the contents of that cookbook, plus a lawsuit against Hooters. So eating is in the next round here of our conversation on Good Day.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
All right, so the bond today between you and your favorite celebrity
maybe like Betty White, that's fine. A lot of people like Gwyneth Paltrow. Here's talk host Michael Brown. Yes, that's the same one. Brownie doing a good job talking about Gwyneth Paltrow's cookbook, which shows how out of touch, in Brown's opinion, Hollywood celebrities are, as it's full of things most people couldn't afford to make.
If I really wanted to be uber cool, if I really wanted to be like the beautiful people, then I need to buy a new cookbook. And it's called It's All Good. Get it? It's All Good. And it's written by Gwyneth Paltrow. So you know that this has got to be a book for the masses. This is hilarious. The price of this shows what a disconnect there is between Hollywood and what Hollywood eats and what you and I eat. She has a great recipe for an egg white omelet. Now, I've had egg white omelets. I've had just egg omelets. I've just had plain old Denver omelets. Down at the Denver Diner, for example, get a Denver omelet. Go over to Zadie's, have an omelet, whatever. But here's Gwyneth Paltrow's recipe for an egg white omelet. You might want to write this down. You ready? Here we go. Well, first of all, it's going to cost you $30 because you have to use duck eggs. Yeah, you can't have just like old chicken eggs. Cluck, 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 cluck. Nope. You have to have duck eggs, which can be hard to find, but typically sell for about $1 a piece. Now, I suppose you could use just, you know, the standard old chicken egg, but I think if we're going to be like the beautiful people, we need to eat egg white omelets as prescribed by Gwyneth Paltrow. She has a muffin recipe. Now, you can't just use, you know, the big thing now is, and we actually have friends, so Christina or if any of you that are gluten-free people, I'm not making fun of it whatsoever, but gluten-free seems to be kind of the way to go today. Because we're all developing all these allergies to everything. Gluten-free is the way to go. So Gwyneth says that for these really good muffins, you have to use gluten-free flour. Okay, that's fine. In fact, over here by the station, there's like a gluten-free bakery or gluten-free like little grocery store. You can go in and buy all these gluten-free products. But I wonder if they have just exactly what Gwyneth says we need to have, which is a gluten-free flour called Cup for Cup. So you get gluten-free Cup for Cup flour, which is made by celebrity chef Thomas Keller. You can only get it apparently at Williams-Sonoma's, and it's only $20 for a 3-pound bag. And then there's the $120 salad. I've eaten a lot of expensive stuff, but I've never, ever in my life had a $120 salad.
Boy, that's pretty important stuff, huh? All right, next up, couple of hosts named Mac Watson, Larry Gatos, and Jill Ryan talk about this woman who was fired from Hooters after having brain surgery, which left her with a scar. Here they are explaining the story.
I want Jill to listen to this because I want a female's opinion because this deals with a female employee who feels that she should not be fired based on something very serious. Now, we've heard the American with Disabilities Act. I mean, that gives you certain rights. The Family Medical Leave Act gives you certain rights if something comes up. You can have short-term disability. You can have long-term disability. But there is a woman who used to work for Hooters. Her name is Sandra. And Sandra just wanted to go back to the job that was putting her through nursing school. Okay, you can stop the snickering, Jill. Hooters, it's a very serious upscale restaurant.
All right, sorry. Paying attention.
So this girl, Sandra, she's worked at Hooters for a while. It's not as though she's worked for 2 weeks and wants,
right,
you know, all the benefits and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so she found out that she had to have brain surgery. Her brain surgery sidelined her for about a month last summer. And left her with a buzz cut, you know, she's had to shave her head,
right, sure,
and a scar because obviously they had to crack her cranium open, and it has to heal.
Right.
Hooters says, you can't perform your job. Because she says, I can, but I'm not going to wear a wig, I'm not going to look like I used to look, I'm going to be a waitress with my buzz cut and my scar.
But Hooters wanted her to wear a wig.
Right.
And she tried, and she said, it hurts my scar.
Right.
It's healing, I can't do it. She says her hours were then cut back.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com.
The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On the Good Day front from the country of Uruguay. How many people know where Uruguay is? U-R-U-G-U-A-Y. Kenny, you think most of our listeners know where Uruguay is?
I don't know. Geography seems to be tough for most Americans once you get outside of the U.S.
Well, a hot story from Uruguay this week, Uruguay, some people call it, because of the controversy that surrounds the issue of gay marriage. Uruguay is the second prominent Catholic country to legalize gay marriage. A lot of cheers in the streets of Montevideo, which is the capital of Uruguay. And this is the question that a lot of people have around our country and around the world. Why is there so much of a focus on this issue? Now, here's a piece from a Meet the Press session where Chuck Todd talks to Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona about the many Republicans who are shifting to support gay marriage in our country.
Could you support a Republican presidential candidate someday who supported same-sex marriage?
Oh, I think that's inevitable. There will be one, and I think you'll receive Republican support, or she will. So I think that that yes, that the answer is yes.
And where are you on this issue? You say it's inevitable. Are you, Lisa Murkowski, a Republican colleague of yours, called it evolving on the issue. Are you evolving, to use her words, on this issue?
I believe that marriage should be between a man and a woman. I still hold to the traditional definition of marriage.
Is this something that you thought? Are you thinking about? Could you imagine changing your position before you left the U.S. Senate?
I can't. I tell you, in the past, I supported repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I supported the non-discrimination act as well. So I hold to the traditional definition of marriage.
All right. So that's Senator Flake of Arizona, Mr. McCain's colleague. What about you? What do you really think about when you hear this? When you listen to this argument, do you feel like you really know the real issues? Is it a political issue? Is it a social issue? Is it a religious issue? Or does it cross all of those boundaries? Here in the United States, the vast majority of gay couples are still waiting in the dark, some people say. So in the entire country of Uruguay, you can now be married if you're gay. In America, it goes state by state by state by state. The folks who react negatively to this find themselves, though, more in the minority. Here's Talco's Dave Ramos with a focus on the government and their involvement in this.
Marriage is an institution that the government should not be involved in. A marriage is something that is a covenant. I've said this before. Marriage is a covenant that needs to be done in a church. Up to the rules of what that church decides what marriage can be. Okay? The church doesn't determine what your property rights are, does it? This isn't the Holy Roman Empire. I mean, Charlemagne's not in charge. Right? We think Barack Obama's a dictator, but he's not Charlemagne. He's not like King Leo, or Pope Leo the 23rd, or something like this. Government out of marriage will solve the problem. Because then, the argument from, and it's not about love. They're lying to you when they tell you this. When you see all these idiots changing their pictures on Facebook with an equal sign and bacon and pink and the Twinkies and this and that. I wanted to put Channel 11 and put that in red, you know. That's a groupthink mentality. That doesn't matter. But it's not about love. It totally isn't. It's about money. It's about property. It's about rights. It's not about love. You can't. That's what derails these people who say, "Oh, are you gonna? He's gonna be able to marry a pig. He's gonna marry an armadillo, and then everyone will have problems." No, it's not about that because you don't love an armadillo. You can't sue an armadillo for divorce. You know, yet the lawyers haven't figured that out yet, but they will. You know, the cat will get. Oh, the cat has half of my things. The cat sue custody. No, but you can't. You see what I mean? An armadillo isn't going to have a probate problem upon death. But Gary and Steve can. Lilith and Jane, they're going to have a probate problem. When Lilith, you know, has a horrible accident, I don't know who gets custody of the Dalmatian and the Carole King albums. I don't know.
The Conversation Nation. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.